This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with Elizabeth Nairmore. Liz, we've known each other, well, longer than I care to admit to, but we've been running into each other in conferences and all for 5-6 years now, and it's always just a pleasure to talk to you. We used to record PHP Architects podcast back in the day, and I just miss hearing you giggle and all of your catchphrases that you had, so good to have you back on.
Well, it's great to talk to you again, Cal, as always.
Okay. I got 3 questions for you. The first question, you're a community leader. Your current position is community manager at SourceForge. You're a community builder in the PHP community and now in the wide area open source community, because you deal with a lot more communities than just the PHP community these days. What's the biggest mistake you see open source projects make in respect to or with respect to their community?
Something that I've seen that is kind of interesting to me is when I see a community that does not let its community grow organically. There's one thing to be said for guiding a community in the direction that you want it to go and keeping the culture kind of how you want it to be, setting that tone. But it's another thing to try to control your community too much. And I think you can really stifle creativity and innovation when you enforce too many formalities and too much control. That's kind of how open source is. You know, it's all about choice and collaboration and innovation. But if you're the dictator and you do not want to hear anything new and you want things to always be how they are, then your project's probably not going to last. So I would like to see some of those communities just grow a little more organically, like let things happen as they're going to happen.
Interesting. I must say, as a programming note, I originally invited Liz on the show early March, and we wrote these questions. And obviously, I just did not offer enough until just recently, and she's now agreed to be on. But when I wrote this, I didn't know, but recently, there have been several posts floating around the internet on community building, and you can be too much dictatorial, but on the other hand, to be blunt, you can also be a dick. And that was the post that was just up recently. Is, you know, if you're managing a community, don't allow people to take over and ruin your community.
This is also true. Very, very true. So there's like a fine line between, it's a balance. You know, there's a mm-hmm. difference between guiding your community and generally keeping things, on the up and up, and then absolutely, you know, forcing down people's throat. This is the way it's going to be. I don't care what anybody has to say. You know, this is how my community is, and this is the only thing that I'm going to listen to, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a tricky proposition, and sometimes we get it right and sometimes we get it wrong. And so it's just kind of like a learning process. What works for your community? How is your community going to work? How is it growing? Is it doing well? You know, so it just kind of depends on the, and, you know, it also kind of depends on the project that you're on. You know, some projects are just a little more informal by nature. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're working on a game or something a little lighter, a little more fun, then yeah, your community is going to be a little more lax. You know, if you're working on something that's helping to cure cancer, well, then you probably have a little more of a formal community going on there. So I think that also, you know, it kind of matters what the context of your project is.
Right. And a lot of people liken it to being a gardener. You know, you've got to plant the seeds, you've got to nurture it, but you've got to pull the weeds when they pop up.
Exactly.
So, and you got to deal with those quickly or they will overtake your community.
They will. They will. And yes, toxic personalities can absolutely crush your community.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, that's, yeah. But, you know, that's true as well in commercial enterprises, too. You can have a toxic personality just ruin an absolutely wonderful team.
Exactly.
So I know I've been that toxic. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you are kind of a douche. So.
Pretty much. Yeah. Okay. Moving right along. Speaking of communities, you're very involved in your local user group, okay? As a member of a local user group, what do you wish user group leaders knew? Or what do you wish that they could understand, good or bad?
So I think that it's getting trickier for PHP user groups to be relevant to everybody. You know, it seems like everybody is kind of going towards this more of a specific area that they're focused on. You know, so for instance, like in Cincinnati here, we have Drupal user groups, we have WordPress user groups, we have I'm kind of surprised we don't have a Zen Framework user group because I've seen those popping up, or Symfony. You know, different frameworks, different areas of PHP, all these little subcultures that are popping up. And so in a generic PHP group, it's really hard to be relevant. And then, of course, you have people at different levels. There are people who are just now getting into PHP, maybe from another language, or just now getting into web development in general. Maybe they're doing it just for fun, on the side, for their own use. Or maybe they're, you know, hardcore professionals that have been doing PHP for a really long time, and they don't want to hear about beginning topics. So it's really difficult to be relevant. I know here in Cincinnati, again, and you know, it's almost like we're cannibalizing our own groups, because we're, you know, there are so many tech groups, so many different places to go and meetings to attend and groups to join, that sometimes it can be kind of difficult, because you only have so many nights in a week, right? I mean, most people do have lives outside of work and interests, you know, they have like families and stuff. I know, it's crazy. but that's really difficult. So if I'm no longer the leader of the user group here, but some things that we've talked about, because we're kind of having that problem here in Cincinnati with low attendance. So some things we've maybe talked about are joining forces with these other groups to kind of bring people in and mix it up a little bit, you know, even in other technologies. You know, like ASP or JavaScript or some things that would maybe apply to everybody, or, you know, different people from different groups. So just to kind of mix it up a little bit and try to maintain that relevancy. Those are kind of the challenges that we have right now.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm very involved in the Nashville Drupal community. Mm-hmm. And I help organize the camp and things like that. And I can see what you mean. On the other hand, at least in Nashville, I don't know what Cincinnati's like, but in Nashville, the people that attend the WordPress group, because we have a thriving WordPress group and I've attended several meetings, and the people that attend the Drupal group do not, for the most part, program. And I find that very interesting, because they're PHP-based projects, so I assume I would run into module builders or plugin builders or stuff like that. And what I found is that they are a thriving community of users. So the best we can do is, we try to work together so that we don't overlap each other here in town, and we don't, we try to work together when we can. Like Ben Ramsey, who and Ryan Weaver are leading the Nashville group, and they've had the Flash user group out to talk to the PHP group about Flex and things like that. So I see what you're saying. There is room to cross-pollinate these groups.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's great to see, you know, designers and users coming together, because they have a different insight than we do, mm-hmm. you know? And so it's really important for that exchange of information back and forth, I think.
Yeah. And I always come away from the WordPress group and the Drupal group having learned something, even though we don't discuss programming topics. It could be that all I learn is that I have a big misconception about a certain topic or something like that. But you know, I always come away learning something. I guess that's the point of the group. So
yep, absolutely. And that's the thing. Like I really enjoy going to groups that I mean, this sounds really stupid, but I really enjoy going to groups that don't really have a bearing on my job right now, because I think knowledge is power, and you never know when that knowledge is going to come in handy.
Absolutely.
So I kind of like to hear what's going on in other things, even though I don't use it every day. You know, I really like to hear what other people are doing. And I think it's, I really encourage people to do, like, we can get so pigeonholed into thinking like, okay, this topic is this, it doesn't involve me. I have no interest in it. I will never use it.
Yeah.
But if you go outside that comfort zone a little bit, or if you, you know, kind of open your mind a little bit, then you can really start to see things from different points of view. And it really can get your, you know, inspiration going, or, you know, really open your mind to other things, what everybody else is doing. So.
Yeah. And I don't, honestly, I do not see how they do it in like cities like Austin and San Francisco. I mean, if you look at their tech calendars, there's two or three things going on every night.
Yeah. It can be a little overwhelming. And yeah.
You know, but as developers, we have to continue to learn. So I guess the takeaway is find something this month or next month that you can go to that just kind of pushes you out of your comfort zone.
Absolutely. I do that with the JavaScript user group. Sometimes they have it during the day at it's a lunchtime meeting. So it's a little tricky for some people to get there. But the times that I have been there, it's a little frustrating because it's like, okay, here's a list of cool things that look really neat that I would love to sit and play with. And I just don't have time to do that. You know? So I always come away with a huge list of things that will frustrate me later on because I don't have time to do it. But
totally understand.
I'm sorry?
I said, I totally understand.
Yeah, it just goes on the list. It's the long list of crap, yeah. That just makes me frustrated.
I've got Evernote, and one of my notes is just things to research, and that's by far the longest. You know, and Evernote is where good ideas go to die on my computer. So,
yeah. Shit, I would like to do, but probably will never have the time to. Yeah.
You've been reading my notes, obviously. Okay. Third question for you. At SourceForge, you deal with a lot of communities, not just the PHP community. What do you see other communities doing that you wish the PHP community could or would do?
So at SourceForge, obviously, most of the communities are around a certain project. Hmm. And I know PHP technically is a project, but it's a whole lot more than that. And it's a whole lot more complicated these days. It's becoming so fragmented, and just like we were talking about, you know, with, you got your Drupal set over here. Now you got your WordPress set over here. You got Joomla over here. You have framework, you have Zen framework over here. Symfony's here, Lithium's over here. You know, so we're really becoming fragmented. And I really, really, really wish that we had more of a central feel about us, a more of a hub, that we're all on the same team in PHP. You know, there just doesn't really seem to be that feeling. There also seems to be somewhat of a disconnect between the core developers and the users and the people that are, you know, working to contribute to PHP in other ways. So I would like to see, like, everybody just kind of come together in one place. I would love to see us do a better job of recognizing contributions, both in code and in documentation, even amongst, you know, hey, this user group reached 100 members at their last meeting. Good for you guys. You know, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. If you're starting a user group, go talk to these guys. You know, or I'd love us to see, you know, to see somewhere where it says, hey, congratulations, Symfony, you made your 2 millionth download. I don't know, whatever. But, you know, we don't really have a central place for that stuff. And that's kind of unfortunate. I really wish we did. And it's funny, like if you go to, and I'm not going to bash the PHP.net site because those guys work extremely hard on that. And
oh, absolutely.
One of the reasons that PHP is where it is because of the awesome documentation there and that, mm-hmm. you know, it's really comprehensive. But like if you go to the Python site, there's a link, a big link that says community. And it's got everything kind of right there. And if you go to even the Ruby site, there's a big link that says community. And we don't really have that on the PHP.net site. Like we have the user groups listed and the events, and that's great. That's really helpful information. But it would be nice if we had like a community section of the site that had everything kind of pulled together. And here's, you know, and also one other, sorry, I'm kind of getting up on a little.
No, go ahead.
And I'm kind of ranting, but obviously community is like really important to me, is something I feel very passionate about because that really speaks to the health and the vitality of a project is mm-hmm. how active their community is and how big it is and how great, you know, how tight knit it is and how well it works together. But anyway, so I would really like us to now I've gone off on a tangent. Oh, so yeah. So on, if we had that community kind of section of the site, it would be a little clearer of, you know, for people who do want to contribute, where do they go? Like right now, there really isn't anywhere that says, you know, where do I go to contribute? And I know that the team has talked about this a lot, because I've kind of been in those conversations here and there. But and I'm sure that's on the to-do list. In fact, I think they're starting working on that already. But you know, like even if you go to the Ruby site, it says real big, hey, it's a great time to be interested in Ruby. We would love to have you join us. Come join us. And we don't really have that feel in PHP. And that's kind of a shame that we don't really have this open, welcoming, hey, you want to contribute to PHP? That's awesome. We would love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more like, I don't want to say like, I don't know what, how to say it, but it's a little bit more like you got to prove yourself before they're just going to let you in.
Yeah.
And I understand the reasoning behind that. Cause you know, it's a lot of people count on PHP. So you know, it's kind of important that, you know, the code be up to snuff and, you know, that the people that are working on it kind of know what they're doing. So I totally get that. But I would like us to be maybe a little more welcoming to new contributors and encourage that a little bit more. I know there's been talk of the mentorship program, and I think that's just absolutely fantastic. And I would love to see that come to fruition, because I think that's a really good way of indoctrinating new people into the core development. So it's just not quite so intimidating, and it's not so closed. I think there's a lot of history. There's a lot of water under the bridge. There's a lot of politics that go on. That's unfortunate. And it all comes down to the fact that people just care a lot about it. You know, if they didn't care, it would be silent. The mailing list would be silent.
I agree.
I'm glad that there is always a lively discussion on internals, which I lurk. Obviously, I don't participate, but I do lurk and I do watch. So that kind of, that's comforting to me that we have so many people that care so very deeply about it. I just wish that we could all get together on the same page under one mission, under one umbrella, and all kind of work towards the same goals instead of, you know, well, I think this is right. No, I think this is right. No, you're stupid. No, you're stupid. You know, that kind of stuff, because we don't really need that. It's completely counterproductive and it doesn't help anybody do anything.
Yeah. Well, I was glad to see recently Rasmus posted his, the rules of conduct, both of them. So,
yeah.
And he's right. If we're face to face, we're not going to stand up and get in each other's face and call each other idiots and stuff
exactly
like that.
Right.
But there's something about being just sitting there in front of the monitor with a cable between you and the other person that gives you that freedom to say things you would never really say to that person.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So. Yes. Yes, absolutely. And you know, maybe PHP needs like a conference that is all about how are we going to make this language better? You know, that it's just a discussion and that's it. And if you want to come, great. If you can, you know, if you don't, if you'd rather stay out of it, that's fine too. But it, maybe it should be open to everybody, and whoever wants to participate or have a voice, let's all get together. Let's have a beer. Let's talk about it. Let's figure this out together instead of everybody, you know, the name calling and the politics and the crap.
Maybe we can get a cabin up in Gatlinburg or something.
Maybe we should. I love that. That would be fantastic.
Well, I know the core has gotten together on several occasions. I think it was 2007 at ZenCon and 2009 at Tech. They got together, and they get together periodically and discuss where things are going face to face so that they can cut through the lag of the mailing list and stuff like that. But you're right. We don't get together and sit down and say, this is where we want the community to go. You're right. There is no, this is how you can contribute that I know of. And that's a missing piece that, you know, somebody probably needs to figure out what that needs to say and post it somewhere.
Yeah. And then we need to follow up with that, you know, or follow through with that. Like if we want to encourage new contributors, then we need to really encourage new contributors and not keep that so closed up. I would really like to see that open up a little bit more, because we do have a whole lot of smart people out there that would rather just fork PHP and do their own thing because they don't want to deal with it. And I can't blame them.
Yeah. But on the other hand, I would hate to see that. You know, and this coming from the guy that wrote the post on why four reasons why Drupal should fork PHP. I wasn't serious. I got a lot of hate mail for that.
Well, see, now I will respectfully disagree with you there, because I think forking is actually a good thing.
Really?
But I know that a lot of people think that it's not, because it, you know, cannibalizes the development of the main product. But I think that, you know, forking can really bring out innovation, and it keeps things from stagnating. That's just my personal opinion. Anybody wants to fork PHP, you go for it. You go, honey.
Well, there's two now up on GitHub. So am I allowed to mention GitHub in your presence? I'm sorry.
You are. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we've gone a little over time, but that's okay. Anytime we get together, we always go long. So final question real quick before I let you go. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
It is OinkPug, which is the best name ever. I cannot take responsibility for that name, unfortunately. It's the Ohio, Indiana, Northern Kentucky PHP user group. So that's where we get OinkPug. Mm-hmm. And they're actually, we were scheduled to meet tonight. It's the third Thursday of every month, if you're interested. And the URL is oink-pug.org.
Excellent. Liz, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today. And thank you so much for everything that you do for the PHP community.
Well, thank you, Cal. And it was awesome talking to you, as always.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. Day Camp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. Day Camp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.